back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the phone lines. Todd or Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Morning, Matt. Hey, just wanted to say Stacey Abrams is amazing. And one of her credits is she acted in Star Trek Discovery. So you can't underestimate, especially in independent circles, the power of the Star Trek voting block.
Yeah, that's terrific. You know, what I love about it, you know, she's cheerful as heck. I mean, she got screwed back in 2020, and she just smiled and went on with it. And I was hoping that Biden would pick her up in his cabinet. But I think what happened was she said, you know, I want to run for governor again. And she's a true believer. She wrote 14 novels. You know something? It's hard to write a novel. I've written 3 novels. She's written 14 novels. 14 novels. And, you know, and I didn't know she was in Star Trek. That's terrific. So, she's tied 48-48 against this character. And this is supposed to be a Republican year. And Georgia is one of the reddest states in the union. And Raphael Warnock is 11 points ahead of Herschel Walker. And she's tied 48-48. There's something going on. So the next time you're some folks and they go, oh, well, Republicans are going to win because whoever has the White House usually loses. That's true. But the holder of the White House was Bill Clinton in 1998, and he picked up congressional seats. In 2004, the holder of the White House was George W. Bush, and he picked up congressional seats. And somebody like John F. Kennedy was elected, reelected to the Senate in 1958. In 1952, when he was first elected, that was the Eisenhower year, Republicans swept the table nationally in 1952, but John F. Kennedy won the Senate seat in Massachusetts. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Things happen, all right? Things happen. Not hard to understand. Things happen. And something's going on. Something's going on. People have some common sense. People like liberty. They like liberty. People want to go, oh, well, you know, I have a private life. I don't want the federal government sticking their nose in my private life. And this whole January 6th thing is giving them the willies. It gives them the shivers. You know, there's something going on in the government, in the White House, to cook the deal up in the parking lot. And when Donald Trump said, hey, okay, I know they're armed. He was told they have AR-15s, knives, spears. They took flagpoles and put spearheads on them. You know, guns, brass knuckles. He said, well, they're not out to harm me. Let's go walking up to the Capitol. Well, who does he think he was going to use them on? You know, like, who are they going to harm? Okay, they're not going to harm him. There are only two kinds of folks at the Capitol, police officers and legislators. What, are they going to run Nancy Pelosi through with a spear? Brass knuckles, especially with a, if you hit a senior citizen in the face with brass knuckles, you can kill them. They'll get a subdural hematoma. Or shoot them, or an AR-15. That was wrong. And that was very, very dangerous. Going back to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, good morning, Matt. Well, you know, I think that we can't even look at this next election like any other election. We've never seen the criminality like we've seen. We've never seen people's rights being ripped out from under them after 50 years. You know, the attack on women, the attack on everybody. So, you know, all the lies, deception, crimes, throwing away taxpayer money, especially in the state of Wisconsin with Gableman. I mean, it's just like the criminals are out, and we got to fight them, and we need to, you know, vote, and we need to get those Republicans out of office. I've never seen anything like it, and I don't even think this has, you know, been a normal year. And the thing that still slays me is the way that the different Republican governors are trying to blame Biden for things that they're responsible in their own states. I mean, I think a lot of Republicans are waking up because Abbott Remember when he was making all of the semis go through some kind of tire check or something like that at the border, and then all those trucks were stalled, and it was his fault, and he blamed Biden? I think anything Biden's been blamed for, people really need to research and find out who is the source of this, because we're going to see a lot of that. The infant formula, oh, that was Biden's fault. Oh, yeah, right. Anytime they blame Biden, start to look for the source, and I think you're going to find a Republican behind it. That's how devious they are, and that's how bad they want to rule. So, yeah, this is a year we need to really be awake. But thank you so much for the work that you're doing, and you have a good day, Matt.
Excellent comments, Gene, as always. I like your passion, and you hit it right on. Right on. Right on. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, good morning, Matt. Yeah, thanks for talking about poisonous poisoned water prim that Evers needs to look into some way of just punishing that guy and because Republicans have no problem doing something like that, they do that all the time, and then maybe Evers needs to say, well, let's look into what this guy has done. You know, maybe there's something to get him, you know, that he's got some kind of criminality, so he can be removed for cause. And like I've said in the past, Evers should do an inventory at the governor's mansion there. If he finds a teaspoon is missing, maybe investigate Scott Walker for stealing it and toss his ass in jail for that. I mean, that's a little bit of hyperbolic and a little bit beneath what I should be talking. You know, it's serious issues I usually talk about, but it's just beyond the pale what's going on. I mean, now we've got, you know, Lauren Boebert saying, oh, she doesn't believe in the separation of church and state. What does she want us to go back to the colonial days when in some of those colonies, in Massachusetts colony, you could be, you'd get tortured and hung for being a Quaker in that colony because it didn't fit in with the Protestant religion that they had in Massachusetts at the time, you know, in the colonial days. I mean, these people just have no grasp of historical context why we have separation of church and state in this country. The Supreme Court has abandoned that. It amazes me that Catholics on the Supreme Court have forgotten what John F. Kennedy said about that the church.
No. You're making some good points. And the truth of the matter is, we believe in separation of church and state in this country, and there are plenty of good folks on our side of the issue in all religions. So I don't want to single out any particular religion. The point of the matter is, you mentioned Lauren Boebert. You know, she's a very sad case, quite frankly, in my view. You know, a lot of personal things came out against her that I'm not going to repeat. They're fairly scandalous and sad, frankly, and very, very sad. And she, one of my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, lives as a house in her district. So I said, what's going on out there? How do they, you know, that's a district that includes Aspen and Snowmass, as well as Rifle. And I've been to that area. Aspen and Snowmass, very affluent area, but a lot of those folks, they're Republicans, basically. And also, they don't bother to vote. You know, they're traveling all the time. But in Rifle, she has a bar, and the waitresses have to wear holsters with pistols in them. The wait staff. You know, somebody comes up and says, sir, what is your order? Well, I'd like a cheeseburger and a beer. And then you look down and she has a 45 in a holster. It's like, what's that all about? Well, you know, we have a right to bear arms. Well, yeah, you do. But, you know, you're getting me a cheeseburger. I don't need to be looking at that, probably. You know, I mean, you know, how many restaurants do you go in and somebody's hanging a gun in your face? No, what do you order, for Pete's sake? And, you know, in bars, people drink. Some people get drunk. You know, I mean, seriously. And a lot of these wait staff, I mean, what's going on here? This she's plenty strange. And she did come out and said, I want to get rid of separation of church and state. Holy smokes, why don't you go back to the 17th century in Germany? Why don't you go back to the 30 Years' War? We got rid of all that with the First Amendment. We're all brothers and sisters. No one cares. We have separation of church and state. A lot more to come. Going to the lines. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. But we're going to a break right now. A lot more back after the break.